talk to other entrepreneurs, learn from their mistakes, learn from their successes. There is definitely so much experience out there, and I'm sure they're very happy to share. So use this network and be part of the ecosystem.
Basel Area Business and Innovation Podcast.
In the biotech industry, the road to success is long and steep. Some great ideas might not even make it to the market. But there's help. Incubators and accelerators support aspiring researchers to get their first footing. But how do you get into such an incubator or accelerator? That's what we are going to talk about today. My guest is Martina Wroblewska. She works as Manager Innovation and Sourcing at BaseLaunch, which is one of Europe's finest biotech incubators. Together with the BaseLaunch team, Martina sources biotech ventures and supports them until they have grown strong enough to move forward on their own. Martina is a scientist herself. She's originally from Poland and studied microbiology and evolutionary biology in Poland and at the University of Zurich. Before she turned to startup support, she worked in vaccine and oncology treatment development. Martina, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm your host, Annette Altvater. Martina, what should our listeners know about BaseLaunch?
So we team up with scientists and entrepreneurs, and we help them to build their biotech ventures from scratch. Since the time that we started existing, 2018, we supported 21 companies like that, and 10 of them raised venture capital financing, raising collectively $550 million with average Series A financing of $28 million.
And how do you support biotech ventures with BaseLaunch?
So first of all, we can provide some financing. It is up to $500,000 in form of convertible loan. We can also provide access to our partners. Of course, these partners are very involved at all of the stages of the selection process, but also later on in the support. So we always hope for additional partnerships, collaborations, and of course also additional equity investment. We can also provide support in form of access to senior drug development expertise. So we can work together with the founders and we can help identify people to join their ventures in different forms. They could be in form of advisors, board members, or CEOs, whatever is applicable. And last but not least, we can also provide access to labs and infrastructures if needed.
That sounds like a really broad range. Is it always the same for every applicant?
No, definitely not. We will look at each venture individually and then try to tailor the level of support for their individual needs. For example, some ventures that come to us, they might already have the team a little bit more established and therefore they do not need our support with that. In this case, of course, we will focus on other aspects. And other ventures might need this above, you know, any other support needed. Then definitely it would be our focus. Probably all of the ventures would need financing.
Yeah, they definitely do. You also mentioned a couple of partners that are with you in the selection. Can you mention who they are?
Absolutely. So these are six biopharma companies, and they are Roche, J&J, BridgeBio, CMS, Roivant Sciences, and CSL Behring, and one venture capital called Purios BioVentures.
The applicants obviously look for funds and for their first contacts and for a way into the industry. What are you looking for?
So we are looking at really innovative projects. We are looking exclusively for therapeutics from all therapeutic sectors. So oncology, CNS, immunology, cardiovascular, metabolic, and beyond. We are also modality agnostic. So anything from small molecules to gene therapy, we would really consider of interest as long as it's innovative. when we are thinking about the stage of development, then we are looking for pre-seed to seed state projects. We are also happy to consider projects that have not yet been even established. For example, in the past, we supported projects that at the beginning, there was only one person involved in it. And we took it from there also by building the team around the main founders. But also we are interested in projects that are already a bit more advanced and also they could be already incorporated. So if you think that our support can still provide value and can be still meaningful to you, then we are, of course, very happy to work together. And our goal is really to get the companies to the next stage, to the Series A stage of financing, and we will work together to get you there.
But you don't need to be incorporated yet. You also take really people who apply can be researchers, scientists directly from academia.
Absolutely. We are also happy to work with projects that are not yet incorporated. And if this is something that you think you could struggle with, we are, of course, there to support you with that. So we can, of course, help you getting you incorporated.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk a bit about the application process. Before you apply fully, you ask for an expression of interest. What is that about?
So it is a very initial form of contact that you have to fill in. It is very simple. It's just your contact information and a very initial description of your project. Once we check this and we establish that your project is within our scope. Again, we are looking exclusively for therapeutics. We will share a link to our full application, which would have to be sent to us before our next application deadline.
And what's the next step after that?
So once the application deadline is up and we have 3 deadlines per year, you can always check our next deadline on our website. We will select the projects that are moving to the next stage, which is in the form of video call with all our partners. And typically it will take us between 4 to 6 weeks after the deadline is finished to get back to you.
So we talked about the next steps. What can you talk a bit more about the kind of questions you have for applicants?
Yes, it's nothing excessive, really. It would be a little bit more information about your project. So you will have to provide us with scientific background information, maybe talk a little bit more about your milestones, the progress that you achieved so far, your IP situation, some information about the founders. You could also share with us some of the scientific publications if you can, and we will also ask you to include your scientific deck.
How should the scientific deck look like?
So first of all, it should really highlight the key aspects of your startup and should really provide us and any potential investor with a clear picture of which problem you are trying to solve and how. It should be really based around the science and your technology, so essentially the things that you already have. At least speaking for us at this very early stage, we do not really need any fancy logos or polished slides. I mean, the slides have to be readable and pleasant to look at, but really all we care about at this stage is how exciting is your science. So really be sure to show off any relevant data and any relevant figures. Also for us and for our partners who sit on the selection board, you do not really need to provide a lot of introduction slides. You can get to your point fairly quickly. For example, if you are working in oncology, you don't have to explain the problem of cancer. Of course, you can include a few slides to have a nice soft opening, but I would really avoid anything that is too lengthy and very general. This could, of course, change if you are presenting in the future to a broader audience or perhaps to someone who's not in biotech field and is not familiar with this space. This could, of course, provide a very valuable information. So I guess you would have to really look a little bit and tailor the deck to your audience in the future.
So you say you shouldn't spend much time on creating a fancy logo or anything. Don't do anything over the top on there. Concentrate on the science. But you see lots of pitch and science decks over the year. How does a science deck grab your attention?
First of all, if the deck is very clear and if provides all of the information in a structured and logical order, of course, it makes it much easier to get excited for us. But other than that, it's really all about your science. So if the science is exciting, we definitely will get excited as well. In addition to that, you should not forget about the team. This is also very important. Also, you can mention a little bit about your competition, the main players in the field, just to provide a little bit of context. You can even mention some examples of latest deals or exits or anything relevant in your field. Additionally, it would be great if you could add some information on the initial development plan, maybe highlighting some near-term and long-term milestones. But we also understand that this might be not the easiest task, especially for really pure academic scientists. So if this is something that is very preliminary, it's also fine for us. We just want to have a very general idea. And, you know, if this is something that you think, you know, you would like to discuss with us, we are also very open to schedule a quick call and provide you with a quick tip, with a few tips, and to see, you know, how we can help you to get there. Overall, we are really looking for the deck that is around 20 slides long. But if you are running out of space, you can also add a few additional slides as a backup to make sure that everything that you want will fit in there. Think about the deck as a way to provide us with a good understanding of your potential value.
When people do research for a couple of years, they might be a bit hesitant to share their information and to share their knowledge. What about confidentiality? Is the application confidential?
So the very initial steps of the application are not. So please be sure to share only non-confidential information with us. Later on, if the application is proceeding if the project is proceeding to the next steps, we are very happy to sign a CDA agreement with you and then do a deep dive into the science using the confidential data. But again, the first steps would be based on non-confidential basis. So definitely your information is safe.
Okay, and how does it look like with the IP? Do you take any IP on the project?
Definitely not. We were never asked for any IP rights for the projects that we are working with.
Does the company need to be incorporated before applying to Base Launch?
No, if this is the company definitely doesn't have to be incorporated. In fact, this is something that we are happy to support the project with. But also, if the project is already incorporated, we also don't mind.
There are other mistakes that applicants can make and some that they probably can avoid. What would you say? What is easy to avoid?
So first of all, one of the mistakes that I see pretty often is just not talking to us early enough. Sometimes I know there are some questions or doubts, or maybe some things would have to be clarified. And there is a very easy way to do this. I mean, you just have to reach out to us. We schedule a quick call, and then we are happy to clarify, you know, any points that might be needing clarifying. I think everything should go more straightforward. That's one thing. And then the second thing is if the scientific deck and the application overall is way theoretical, it's too theoretical. So just don't just describe your data and don't just share the results with us in form of bullet points. I mean, we really would like to see your data in the deck.
Martina, what's your last word of advice for aspiring biotech ventures?
I would say don't be afraid to ask for advice and to talk about your project early on. And I don't mean only us at Base Launch. I mean, we are more than happy to talk to you and always happy to learn more about your project, but also connect with other people. You can join, for example, some of our networking events. We organized quite a few of them. You will have a chance there to really meet like-minded individuals, talk to other entrepreneurs, learn from their mistakes, learn from their successes. There is definitely so much experience out there, and I'm sure they're very happy to share. So use this network and be part of the ecosystem.
Thank you, Martina.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was the Basel Area Business and Innovation Podcast about applying for a biotech incubator and on science decks. If you think of starting a biotechnology venture and are motivated to apply right away, go to baselaunch.ch/apply. If you have more questions for Martina, you'll find her email address on that page too. She's also on LinkedIn. You can look all things up in the show notes. I shared them with you there. And if you want to ask me anything, send an email to annette.altvater@baselarea.swiss. You find this and all other episodes of the Basel Area Business and Innovation Podcast on baselarea.swiss and on your preferred podcast platform. Thanks for listening.